Well, my name is Morgan Mochan Barnhart. Well, I've been voice acting, technically on and off for the past, 10 years. I haven't really been seriously voice acting until, past 5 or so years, Well, this is kind of a long, drawn-out story, so I'm just gonna do the, side notes. Basically, it started out with a toy radio at home, then it started out in real radio, and then it started out with just, dubbing my own stuff, quote-unquote, DBZ and Sailor Moon, just all by myself, just in my own little house, just, dubbing over their lips and stuff, with friends. Yeah, I have friends. Shut up. And then, I decided to finally get into it for realsies, so I went online and discovered how to do it, and voila! Well, usually I look for anything interesting. I mean, if I see the project and I see that it's interesting, I'm gonna go for it. I don't really think about whether it's gonna be finished or not, because that's not really a huge deal for me. It's just the fact of doing it and being involved and that kind of stuff is pretty much the most fun I have with it. Of course, if it's released, that's a good thing too, but basically if it's interesting, it could be radio play, animation, video game, wink wink, anything really, as long as it's interesting. Well, you really want, exact numbers, because that's gonna take way too long. I really wish I had exact numbers, but I don't. I've taken out a lot of projects. I would say about a good 80% of projects that I've been a part of, and I've actually, gotten the roles in and sent in the lines and everything, or just gotten the roles in, just period, have not gone through. Which is unfortunate, because there have been a lot of projects that I've really wanted to go through, and they just haven't, and It's too bad. You know what? I actually prefer original projects, hands down. I like them both. Honestly, I have the most fun in both. I mean, what I usually do for, a lot of pro work is mostly audio anyway, so, but I don't know, I like them both. I really have no preference. They're both fun. Well, it was a visual project, and it looked like it kicked ass, so, I'm really glad that it actually has come to fruition. And this person, I guess what really drew me to it was that Adam didn't have, a whole bunch of other projects going on. He just had this one project, and he seemed really devoted to it, because he had, a bunch of novels and stuff with it as well, so I'm like, okay, well, it's not just, a one-shot thing, he is actually gonna go through with this, so that was pretty encouraging.
Sharon is very much the go get 'em, I'm gonna kick ass whether you tell me I can or not kind of attitude. She's very much not the type of person that likes to be left behind or left out of the loop or whatever. She's very caring. She just, she cares a lot about the people around her, and she wants to always protect them. She doesn't like the war, and she doesn't like, this fighting and whatever, and she just wants to live happily ever after kind of thing. She just wants to have a happy life, and I like her, though. She's strong and independent, and she cares a lot, and it represents a lot of my traits, so it's pretty fun playing for her.
Honestly, get continuous education. That's probably key, because in the voice acting world, things are always changing, and it's important to stay up to date, and it's important to, know what you're doing in the voice acting world. You don't want to make mistakes in this world, because you will get a reputation from it. The voice acting world is very small. You'll realize this as you get more into it, and people get to know you and they start talking and da da da. But you know, it's just, it's a small world, and you want to be as educated as possible so you can do things the right way. Other than that, just get educated and don't have an ego, basically. Go for the small and big and medium. Go for all projects. Don't just go for the projects that look like it'll get you the most money or the most attention or whatever, because that's ridiculous. There's no reason for that. Just go for the projects that look fun to you, and don't worry about whether they'll come out or not. There are a lot of interesting projects that I'm currently involved in, actually, both for pro and amateur and stuff, and honestly, I don't really want to pinpoint them, like, out directly, but I am going to shout out one of them, just because it just recently got released on the radio, which is Dreamcatcher. So congrats to Merity for finally, you know, having that on the radio. It's really exciting. And that's a project that I've been interested in since it came out, 2 years ago? So yeah, I'm really, really glad it's finally come to fruition. Everything's happening, and it's just a very exciting time. So that's definitely one of the projects I'm very interested in and very involved with. So thanks for the interview, and good luck, have fun, and thank you for watching.